This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ways to increase our rizq, there are things that we do that actually become impediments between us and our rizq. And from them are the sins that are committed, particularly the sins pertaining to wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us of a man that is traveling through the desert. He's going through hardship and calamity. His hair is disheveled and he is in a very, very difficult state. And he raises his hands begging of Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that his clothes are from haram. His drinking is from haram. His eating is from haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. Then why would this man's dua be answered? And this teaches us a very valuable lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, that the sins that we commit become impediments, not only between us and our rizq, like this man, he is being delayed in his sustenance because of the sins that he committed, but also in terms of our du'as being answered. Also in terms of our du'as being answered. So just like our istighfar removes those impediments, the sins that we commit become the impediment itself. So this is why it is important that if we are struggling financially, let us look internally. That is there a sin perhaps that we are committing that we can give up? Are we making enough istighfar? Are we making dua? Are we giving sadaqah? Even if it is just a little bit every single day. And when we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our rizq for us. So you will be able to do more with $100 than someone else is able to do with $100 just due to that barakah factor.